Yeah, I think in games like this, the first objective is to make sure we're in the hat on Monday. You know, we've achieved that. And then you look back over the game and you analyse it, and you're probably a little bit disappointed. Like you said, the pressure that we had in the first half and to only score the one goal. Teams are always in it when that happens. And then I was very disappointed with the goal that we conceded. It was a sloppy bit of defending, especially on the halfway line. There was a mix-up between Pato and Rambo, and the ball broke. They got a corner kick from it. And from the corner kick, we had two or three chances to clear it and ended up at the back of our net. And really, you know, apart from that save that Nath made in the second half, which looked spectacular, but for me, a goalkeeper visibility, it was a routine save, that they didn't really threaten us. You know, they got pace and they got the ball out wide, but we were able to pick them off, especially in the first half. But, you know, I looked at the pitch in the first half, and it was fine in the first half, and then it started to cut up, and really, I think we struggled to come to terms with the fact that, you know, it was getting heavy and we couldn't keep the ball like we did in the first half.
I mean, second half, you did restrict them. They didn't really have anything apart from, I think, one that Nathan Ashwine had to tip over the bar.
Yeah, and we created the better chances again in the second half. You know, the volley from Pato, just a great save from the goalkeeper, got down and pushed it right round the post, and we created the other chances, and always from set pieces, I felt that we were a threat, especially with the ball going in under the crossbar and their goalkeeper flapping a bit. And you know, sometimes you look back and you think, well, how do we draw the game 1-1? You know, I personally think that we played better today than we did last week, and we beat Emma Hempstead 4-0 last week, and today we've come away with a 1-1, and that's the quirkiness and the joy of football.
Another goal from your top man as well up front.
Yeah, it's nice now. He's the league's top goal scorer as well as ours, and people can't stop him from scoring. And you know, and they're all types of different goals, and that's why he's a complete goal scorer. You know, today was a towering header at the far stick, and he scored one very similar against Hemel. But he can score with his left foot, right foot. He's got great movement in the box. He's full of confidence, and it's nice that people are telling me we've got one of the best defences in Europe. But I've also got the top goal scorer, and that's always going to be a recipe for, you know, going on and hopefully getting some success at this level.
You took Ramsey off in the second half. A man of the match performance, in my opinion.
I thought he had a tremendous game. You know, we took him off in the second half with 10 minutes to go, you know, and he'd run himself into the ground. You know, I've only said, and it was joking apart, that 3 or 4 weeks ago, you know, he's one of these players that always looked like he's tired. And but today, you know, you could see that he's worked hard in our training sessions, but he must have been doing some stuff himself. And, you know, today I thought he was the archetypal midfield player that I'm looking for in behind the front two. He had some great shots at goal, and unfortunately two or three were off target, but he showed that he can be a presence. You know, he guided in behind Ashley Nicholls, and he played in front of their back four and caused them problems all day.